K8RUH. At ABBF.
K8RUH. What's up, Dakota?
Good morning. Just pulled out of the driveway and on my way in.
Cool. I'm about 5 minutes out from the office. So we're shifting drive times here, it looks like. For weekend.
That's early. I used to be able to do that, and I don't know what happened, but now it's like 6:15, and I'm rolling out of bed, and that was usually when I was leaving.
Yep. Yeah, you were super early for a long time.
I think I realized that even if I worked 11 hours a day, it didn't matter. I was still going to have stuff to do, so now I just chip away at it.
Yeah, the list never gets shorter. You just get more done, and they keep adding more. Whoever they is. Sometimes it's yourself.
That's correct. We got handed compliance yesterday, so now that's in our wheelhouse. And then there's speculation that some of the HR stuff, technology-wise, is going to come over to us. So, yeah, keep adding responsibilities.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is that's a good move on your company's part. Maybe not good for you, but some of that HR stuff does need to lie in technology because, you know, you guys start terminating or whatever, and keeping track of company assets is super important. And not enough companies are paying attention to that.
No, and a good example of that is I very rarely get a terminated employee's laptop charger back. And I ask HR, I'm like, where's the charger? They're like, oh. I'm like, okay, well, that's $50, and we didn't get it back. So multiply that by however many terms are a year.
For sure, but the power adapter's the least of your concerns. As long as you're keeping track of and getting the devices back, it's a good thing. I know there's definitely a cost associated with those power adapters, but, man, you lost an if they didn't get a computer back or something like that, it could be a big problem.
I always jokingly said that IT is just the glorified babysitters of the corporate world.
You're not really wrong with that statement.
Yeah, we do all right, though. We track 1,100 tablets, manage 1,100 tablets, and have about 350 endpoints, and knock on wood, under my watch, we've had none walk off.
That's pretty good. You, changing the topic, I know it's been ridiculously warm, but did you get out and hunt at all?
No, I'm trying to go this weekend, though, and I need to break out the crossbow and make sure it's still dialed and chronograph it. Archery is always just a lot of work, and it's been broke out, so I'm not super motivated. But I'm trying to go, planning on going this weekend.
Cool. Do you, what kind of chrono do you have? Do you have one of those Garmin chronos?
I have a Caldwell that's about 200 feet per second off for high velocity rifle, and it took me a while to figure that out. So I don't know how much I trust it, especially on a crossbow where, you know, you don't have that. If I'm shooting 300 yards with a 223, it's like a click or two, right? If I'm shooting 75 yards with a crossbow, it's like a foot or not. So a Garmin Zero is on my short list. It's probably literally the next hunting gear that I'm going to buy.
Yeah, those things are pretty cool. I got to play with one a couple months ago and was like, whoa, this thing is awesome. I don't know that I would use it enough to justify the expense of it, but it is a pretty cool device.
And then on the flip side of that, I could justify it easily because I have the chronograph every single thing I do.
Yep. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, I'm pulling up at the office. I will catch up with you a little later. I got to try to remember to send you a couple photos. I caught a giant brown trout this weekend. It was pretty awesome. Definitely the biggest brown trout I've ever caught. So I'll try to get that over to you in a little bit. But I'm pulling into the parking lot now, so I will catch up with you a little bit later. This is KE8RUH, and I will be clear on your final.
Good deal, man. I'm glad you got into some fish. I know you you had a rough week a couple weeks ago, so send it over. I'll catch you later. NACDF. W8FU. Good morning. Yeah, that it is. 70 and supposed to be stormy today. And I don't think it's supposed to be much higher than this. I think the high is projected to be 71. What's shaking? I've got 65 up here on the north side, and I'm hoping this rain stays constant all day long. Need it bad. Oh, it's raining up there already? Down here it's dry. It doesn't look like it's rained at all. Yet. It's missing. Came out to a wet driveway. It's nothing to write home about, but the ground's definitely wet, like wet. So, hoping it rains all day. I know not everyone loves rain, and I don't really love it either. I was complaining about it in the beginning of the summer, but I need it now.
Hey, the canoe I have to navigate around here on the road. Oh man. Yeah, so it's supposed to be good and stormy all day, so that's what I heard. And got a front coming in, so it's supposed to be, it's as warm as it gets. And then it's supposed to plunge down into the 40s, I heard. Could that be right?
I was going to say, is this it? Are we finally entering fall, or are we just getting teased again?
God darn it, I forgot to do my inhaler and my nasal spray and my cough medicine this morning. God darn it. Hope that's not going to be a problem. I feel like I've kind of gotten past all this. Yeah, I don't know. You know, here we are, October. Like I was saying, I do remember some Halloweens going out with the weather really, really nice in my youth. But I also remember going out in frigid cold, so it's a real toss-up what you're going to get in October. I got to get my garage ordered. I don't want to be filled back in January.
I was going to say, you sound like you're back to your normal self. At least you sound like it. Yeah, what are you doing that?
I got really no excuses now. I just got to pull the trigger. I got a couple of little lingering, you know, balances on a couple of things. So I keep looking at those and said, it would be nice if I get that one knocked out before I take on this, you know, garage project. It's going to be about 15 grand. It's like, you know, I got a little lingering of another project over here and a little lingering there. I could knock them out pretty quick. Keep thinking, well, why don't I wait until I knock those out? But, no point.
Yeah, I got the same thing going. I was working outside yesterday, cutting down a bunch of super tall grass and cattails where it was flooding out before I relocated a discharge and all that crap. And I'm like looking around, I'm like,
It's like there's money in projects everywhere I look, but we're finally tail end here, a little over a year in owning this home, and we're at the point where now it's just fight the good fight to grow grass and you're done.
All right, sorry about that. Oh, man. Where were we?
Home projects costing money.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, what are you going to do? I'll just have to, I've been looking at it. It's not really a big deal. Shift jockey some money around or go get a note. I don't know. I just gotta clamp down and do it. That's the only thing holding me back now. I got everything prepped and ready to go. The bare slab is waiting, so all I got to do now is pull the trigger. I've got the guy. I know the guy I'm going through. I know exactly what I'm getting, and I really just gotta do it. So, and that's really all it is. Just that I keep thinking it'd be nice to knock out this piddly, you know, couple of grand here and that piddly couple grand there from some previous things before I pull into this project. But I mean, that's hardly an excuse. My wife and I were talking last night, and that we were kind of adding up and looking around at all the crap we've done in the year we've been here, and fortunately we've been able to pay cash for all of it. The only thing that's not paid for is the mower I bought, and it was because I have a line of credit with John Deere, so it was like 1% or 0.5% financing. So I put $8,000 on the card, and I think I got like 4 left. And it's like, man, I just want to knock that out. It's just an annoying payment, you know what I mean? You don't want to take on another one and have that. Yeah, I did that a while back, the same thing. I needed a new garden tractor, and I got a 0% financing deal. I think it was 24 months, 0%, so I took that. And, the hard part was not, you know, trying to pay it down faster. It was just, you know, 0%, dude, just let it roll. Just, you know, pay your 1/24th every month. But we got it done. It just was annoying sitting there looking at it.
NADBF. Yeah, I mean, I like free money, don't get me wrong, but even if it's free money, it's still a freaking payment.
I got an American Express for that reason. It was the one that gave, of all the ones I looked at, it was the one that gave me the best cash back for the things that I use, because we don't travel, so most of them are based on travel points and things like that. But, I do grocery shop and gas and all that, so the American Express that I got was the best all around for that. And that's all, you know, that's all I do. I just use it instead of cash. And then, and then every month you pay it off, right? And I generally have $1,000 on that thing every paycheck, every 2 weeks. And I can't stand letting it roll, you know. It's like I want to pay it down every paycheck. So I like making 2 payments a month on it. And, it's another one of those things. It's psychological. But, well, really, it's free money if you just wait, you know. I mean, what does it amount to? Pennies, right? You know, you keep that grand in the bank for the extra 2 weeks. Yeah, you thought nothing. So it's really psychological. But I just can't stand seeing that balance there, knowing that next week I'm going to have to cut the check for $2,000, you know. But, so I pay it every 2 weeks when I get my paycheck just because it annoys me.
KE4ZYQ.
Morning, Joe. I don't have an Amex. I have the Apple credit card. I don't travel either, so really no need for points, anything like that, but I do get 3% cash back. And I like it because it goes right to my phone and I tap to pay everything. So that's like my funny money, but yeah, that's all my Apple card does. Everything goes on that, and then it gets paid off. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. Good morning, guys.
I hope you have a safe travels to work and back and good day at work. Just want to do a one and done here. Somebody mentioned something about their grass. And when I lived in Tennessee, I don't know if I said this before, but it's interesting how the people I lived around in my neighborhood cut their grass too short. And then when it got hot, you know, like it did in summer, it dried out so much. I cut mine at about 2.5 to 3 inches tall. And I, with the cut grass that I had, if it wasn't too thick, I left it on the ground. So that was natural nitrogen put back in the soil. And you do a little bit of getting it going in the early summer, you know, or late spring, early summer. Get the grass going, growing for a while, and, you know, do what you got to do come fall to have a good winter for it. But I was laughing, people cutting their lawn and dust is flying. You know they're cutting it too short. You guys go ahead and have a good day. I just thought I'd jump in and say good morning. Wish you the best day, travels and all. I think I'll throw it over to Sean. And you guys take care. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, I struggle with that, Joe. I probably cut mine a little shorter than I should. And I try to remember not to. But, you know, you think, oh, I got to cut it less, right? Cut it short. But again, you know, if you want it short, then you gotta cut it just as often. So I don't know. Oh, small skunk. Anywho, Dakota's got a different situation. He's got all new grass that's trying to take root. Yeah, my front yard looks, in my opinion, looks incredible. I haven't cut it yet. I'm giving it a little bit more time to establish, and the drought stunted it, so that's why I want this rain, and then I'll cut it maybe next week or the following. But yeah, my old house, I was like that, you know, I lived in the suburbs of Armada, so I wanted the lines and the clean cut, looks like a golf course, and now it's out in the boonies. It's like, man, as long as I don't look like a foreclosed home, I don't really care. I want it to stay lush and healthy.
I said one and done. I'll jump back in if I still got it. KE4ZYQ. Well, just remember, the length of the grass above the ground is what the root's going to have good establishment under the ground. So you cut the top too short, some people did down south at least, and the roots don't take good hold, especially in the beginning of spring and summer. And the rest of the year, if you cut it too short, then the roots have a hard time surviving. So just think about how long the top is above ground. You want it to be good, thick roots that will withstand the hot weather and the dry weather if it don't rain for a few days or whatever. But anyhow, 7-3 from KE4ZYQ. Go ahead, Sean.
I'm going to plant clover. I've heard that's an alternative. All clover.
I've been going back and forth with my wife on that for the last 30, 40 yards of our property. Told her, you know, I don't want to cut it. Let the kids ride their four-wheelers and crap back there and tear it up, and I don't care because the clover is just going to grow back. And the only concern I have is it leaching its way forward closer to the house where all the grass that I'm working on growing is going to be. But that stuff's pretty hardy.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. I just know people do clover. There's people that have done clover instead of grass. And I need a pro to come in on mine. I got to reseed it and do something. I've got, I don't even know what I've got. I've got certain areas that are, something else has taken over. I don't know if you call it crabgrass or something, but I just, I'm at this point. I suppose I could probably figure it out myself, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll put that down after the garage. How's that?
Yeah, it's a smaller project. It's not a big deal. You should be able to find someone to handle that or handle it yourself. If it's not too bad, I would just kill off those areas, wait a little bit, till it, and then plant new seed that you want.
How do you kill off an area?
I believe Roundup, because it doesn't It doesn't hang around. It kind of, it gets weak after a couple days. So you spray it, kill it, and then you till it, and then you plant your new stuff. After you, I imagine you would put some more topsoil in that area as well.
Probably ought to just call one of these places that specializes in that, like, that lawn maintenance services, and see if have them come out and tell me what I need to do to get it right. So that'd probably be my smart move. They might say, oh yeah, we'll just do this and this and that.
That is like the one thing I wish we would have paid someone to do, but I'm glad I didn't because of the weather this summer, was plant my grass. Don't want to deal with it. Like I said, I got the front yard booming, but I don't know what I'm going to do with the rest. And you might not even have to kill it off. You might be able to just fertilize, kill it off that way, and then fill in.
Well, I'm going to put that down as one of the projects. I gotta work on the house, and I know that's going to be big. That's going to be some dropping some coin there. But I got the garage fixed, and I got probably anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 worth of yard stuff I got to do between trees. I got to bring down and stuff like that. So I want to get all that done, all that exterior stuff done, and then once I'm all done with all that. Then I can figure out exactly what I'm going to do with the house. So, I got to get going on that because, hell, I'm planning on retiring in a year. Is that it? The final answer? 1 year? That's what I keep telling myself. Comment. Dump it on in, Joe.
ZYQ, I lied. I came back because you had to mention retirement. One thing, anybody that retires in Michigan, at least, if you're going to retire, make sure you make the most money you can make in six months to a year, because the way they figure how much you get for your retirement per month is based on your last 6 months to a year income. Then they figure a percentage of what you get for your retirement for Social Security. Just an FYI, check it out, KE4ZYQ. Over to you, Dakota.
I got a long ways to go before I even think about that.
You sure that's right, Joe? Because I thought it was your average over 10 years. And, obviously if you bulk up at the very end, it'll add to your final annual compensation, but... I thought that was averaged over the last 10 years.
Well, that isn't what they told me and how they figured it. And what I heard when I retired back in 2013, 14, I think it was, and when I applied for Social Security due to disability especially, I got some people that represented me, let's put it this way, and I actually tried to work in 2012 a few months because I was disabled, and they said, we can get you all the way back to 2012 disability. I said, well, whatever's legal, whatever's good. And they got me back, and I worked a little bit in 2012, and I mean a little, I mean a couple months, and I couldn't swing it. So they got me back all the way to 2012 from 2013, and they said, make sure you're... Whatever you made those months, or that last month, is what they're going to try to look at. Anyhow, KE4ZYQ.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm assuming it's an accident, because I am stopped on 53.
I am here at Cass and Gross, well, actually, just before Cass and Gross, but I'm going to drop into the Starbucks here and grab a beverage. But, well, there's not a whole lot I can do about it. My Social Security will be calculated based on whatever it's calculated on, and there's nothing I can do to change it. I have no opportunity to make any more, especially right now.
because right now I just, not salary, but pretty much my paycheck's exactly the same every week. And there's really no opportunities for overtime right now for me. So, and it doesn't matter, my actual retirement's already been totally calculated. So, I've already made all the mistakes I can make for retirement, so I'm confident there's no more I can make.
Well, Sean, I think I misspoke, and I think you're right. When I just mentioned Social Security Disability, SSD, as opposed to SSI, that's how they figure SSD if you're disabled from your previous 6 months or a year. And SSI is based on, like you said, I think you are correct. I misspoke. Sorry, I'm still waking up. KE4ZYQ.
Well, and that makes sense because, you know, there's no guarantee you even have 10 years employment with SSD. You know, so they got to go based on something. That would make sense. Whereas SSI, if there's no disability involved, then it's over the course of a career. So that would make sense. Dakota?
Well, it stopped because people on 23 were getting on the highway. I don't understand. My paycheck has been the exact same the last 61 paychecks, and I hate that.
The same way you, salary with overtime or just straight up salary?
I've been straight salary since, ever. It sucks. There's pros and cons to it. Depends on how you work it, but I definitely work more than 40 every week. I think most people do. It's just I don't get paid for it. But then there's days where I'm like, I'm not gonna work today, or I'm gonna leave early, and I get paid. So,
have you ever figured out how many hours in a year you're working?
I mean, I average 50 a week, so whatever that times 52 is.
All right. Well, you're working a few hours. You know, I work 1957.5, period, full stop. And if I work a minute over that, I get paid overtime. So we're salary with overtime, which I don't I've been salary with overtime my whole career, where they figure out how much they're going to give you annually, and then they just divide that into hourly, and then they pay you hourly with overtime. So I don't know how that salary. I guess it's to figure out what you're compensated. I don't know, but that's what they call it. But as soon as they figure out what they're going to give you annually, they break it into hourly, and then you run pretty much a overtime situation. So whatever they call that.
That ain't DBF. That's what they did for me, but no overtime. They gave me my offer, divided it by 52 because we're paid weekly, and that was my paycheck.
So you get paid weekly?
Yeah, which is cool, but it also isn't cool, because then I just feel like I'm paying bills every single day instead of just, like, once or twice a month, because, you know, you break it out and budget it, and I don't mind it because you always have cash flow, but I would rather have the bigger influx of a biweekly paycheck than a weekly paycheck.
Oh, I just ordered my coffee. Good grief, it's one I don't normally get. I wanted a cold brew today. Man, price went up on it. It's making my sphincter twitch.
Hey, Sean, be careful where you're driving there, where you're at. I think Cass and Grossbeck was rated one of a few most dangerous intersections. KE4ZYQ.
Oh, yeah, Joe. That's because I drive through it every day.
Thanks for the laugh I got.
I think I've driven through three different pockets of rain. Are you still dry over there?
Yeah, it's cloudy. Looks like it's going to rain real soon, but not a drop of precipitation anywhere.
Weird. Yeah, it rained off and on all the way down 53, and now I'm on Hull Road and it's bone dry.
The radar shows it's on an angle, diagonal rain coming all the way over from Lansing coming this way. So it'll be here in about 20 minutes to a half hour at the most.
When the light catches my windshield just right, I can see there are some little teeny tiny drops on it. Oh, and one just popped. So it looks like it's just starting.
Is the system working in? Is the most westerly part? What angle is it? Is it angled to the north? I'm assuming it's angled to the north because my house was wet.
Well, the highest part of the radar, KE40IQ, is top right, and it goes down on a downward angle down to the border of, Illinois, Michigan. So it's on that high on the right, low on the left.
All right, that's what I thought. Cool. Hopefully it rains all day.
Go ahead, Captain.
Good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing?
Doing good. Fancy hearing you out here. You driving the little lady to work?
Nah, she's retired. Like me. Now we got to go down to the Mount Clemens or something. So I thought this radio was, or my antenna was broke because I hit a branch that had fallen down on a tree a little bit. Knocked the magnum mount off, and then it wasn't working right, and so I wasn't able to use it when I'm driving around, and then I just found out that I had the switch on the HF cable instead of the 2 meter 70 centimeters, so now it's working again. Go figure.
84ZYQ, well guys, I'm going to make an outrageous prediction. You might hear about some sort of tsunami over there by the Philippines, and they just had another earthquake over there by the Philippines in Asia. 6.7, not long ago they had 6.9. They're having more frequent and more higher earthquakes. So I don't know if you guys remember that one that happened off the coast of Japan or out in the ocean that caused that tsunami several years ago. That was crazy.
Sorry, I'm back into my parking spot here.
All right, Don. I thought you were taking her to work a year ago, so she must have retired recently, or maybe it was just some part-time thing. Oh well, whatever, not important. But you got to do the switch right. Who was doing that yesterday? Somebody, I think, was it Tim or Dave, one of them guys was sounding a little shaky up on the 225, and then all of a sudden he went, oh, he goes, my antenna switch. And so, the second one in the last 24 hours to have that happen. That's the problem with those darn switches. You can leave them in the wrong spot. But no harm, no foul. Sounds like you didn't burn anything up.
Yeah, I was actually hitting the repeater in Richmond from my house in my truck because I got a switch for when I put the hamstick on the magnum out. It was actually hitting the repeater in Richmond with no antenna, but nobody was hearing me, and it was really faint when it came back. So anyhow, I must have bumped it with my knee or something because I don't remember leaving it on HF. But yeah, no, she was working at Partridge Creek at the Bar Louie, and they closed down at the end of June. So yeah, I think she's retired like me now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought she was working somewhere that way and whatnot. And if she's with you there, I apologize for talking third party. You know, so you're talking about me. I'm right in the car.
All right. Anyhow, I'm just pulling up here at work. I'm going to get parked and get inside and start my day. Everybody have fun. W8FU. Dakota?
Yep, I'm going to do the same. Don, hi, bye. Good morning. Hope you have a good day. Oh, good talk to you. Sean, have a good day. I'll catch you everyone later. NADDS.
All right, you guys have a good day working. Hopefully you guys can retire soon. It's fun. And yeah, she should have her license here in the next month, hopefully, if I can get her to continue to study. And then you can talk to her firsthand. Have a good one, guys. W8CBG.
KE8ZRI.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. 73 to you guys. Safe travels, wherever it may take you. And have a good day. KE4ZYQ clear. Station, go ahead.
This is KE8ZRI. I just wanted to jump in there and tell Sean and Dakota, you guys are talking about the roundup. And when you put that roundup down, you got to wait 3 weeks before you reseed, or...
You were coming in really quiet there for some reason. This is WATPT. Dakota might have went into work already, and was it Donald that was the other party that you was talking about Roundup? I don't know if he heard you.
I just wanted to tell them before they jumped in there to go to work that the Roundup you got to put down, and you got to wait 3 weeks before you reseed. Because those guys were thinking about doing something with it this fall.
Okay, I had to turn my volume all the way up to barely hear you. I believe you said that after you spray the Roundup, you got to wait 3 weeks before you plant anything, just in case they're listening. Hopefully my relay is a little bit better than the way you're coming in. Well, when everybody else was talking, my volume was about at a quarter. I was almost all the way up, and you were really quiet. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but it's super quiet, and I have to turn my volume all the way up.
KE4ZYQ, I concur on that. It's like you're talking with the mic at arm's length away from your mouth, or you're talking to the back of the microphone instead of the front. I just happened to listen to the radio before I walked back to it towards it. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, no, I got it 2 inches from my mouth. It's one of these CYT radios. I don't know, I guess I'll have to look into that. Thanks, guys.
All right, yeah, you're still coming through the same way. I had to turn my volume all the way up, and I could barely hear you, so... I don't know. You probably don't have an antenna switch in your vehicle like I do, but if you do, maybe you're on the wrong side of the switch. Other than that, I'm at a loss.
Okay, well, let's do some debug then. Thanks a lot, guys. This is KE8ZRI. Just wanted to jump in there for a quick one. Okay, I'm out.
All right, we will catch you later in 73 on W8APT.
Thanks.
Come back on that last one there.
WABD.
Mobile FBI. Good morning.
What's up, sir? Driving the work car today, as you can tell by the lack of seatbelt that I'm wearing. So, I'll be here for quite a bit, actually. I've got to run in the office, grab a piece of paper, and then run down to my apartment. Still with me?
Oh, yeah, I'm still there. I was just, a message popped up on my phone, and it caught my eye. So I usually read, a little bit of it before it disappears on the banner. Yeah, I'm hanging out to Farmington Hills, got to take care of a big old bank system, and then hang out to Kalamazoo to figure out that issue. So, kind of got a monkey wrench this morning at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that just changed your entire path. Now you're forced to use 94.
Well, the Farmington Hills is at 696 in Orchard Lake, so, or, Farmington Road area. So we'll do that, and we just jump on, and we just take 696 and 96 and go through the south end of Lansing. But our days change every day, so we'll see how it goes from here. We more or less called it and escalated it. Like, we need somebody there now. Don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'll figure out when I get there, I guess.
There you go. Morning, Jim. I heard you over there on 5-1. So, I know you're up and about.
Yeah, he was making himself some eggs when he stepped off of 51.
Got it. This is like a mini traffic jam here today. Oh, I see why. There's some car up there going real slow. Driving this car after driving my pickup truck for the last 4 days seems like I'm driving a golf cart.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. Me going from a small to this big thing is like I'm driving a tank now.
Yeah, that's a lot nicer vehicle you have now. I gotta step out for a quick second. I'll be right back.
WAVD from WAFU.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if it was me jumping into the car and connecting up or whatever, but looks like we got disconnected.
Yeah, that's fine. I figured that. I was talking away, and then all of a sudden I took a break and looked, and my light was out. So I figured it probably did one of those little cellular tricks that, you know, poof, you were gone. So, okay, very good. All right, yeah, we can chat later. I'll get a hold of John. I'll talk to him about, you know, how to get started and the basics of it, build a node and things of that nature. And I'll see if he's got a Linux box, too, or we can go with what we talked about. Either way, that'd be a great start. WAVD, standing by.
I just got crap blowing up all over the place. Anyhow... Anywho, we'll get things moving. There was something else technical, not just the John stuff, but there was something else. Can't remember what now.
ARPSC, and what do we need to do to get rolling on some sort of DMR channel on our own?
Oh, that's way off my radar. No, now you reminded me. The work at the county building, we got to schedule a date to go up there and get the WinLink and the ARPS and all that stuff up and running. So that was the other thing.
You talking on the 13th floor one or the other one?
Yeah, the 13th.
Okay, let me know. We can get up there and do something of that nature, too. That won't be a problem. What else? I think that was it. Can't think of anything else unless you can.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyhow, all right, I'm gonna work on getting a 5070 together for John. I don't live far from John. I just don't have one with me right now. But I'll get him a 5070. So that he can begin the process. We'll give it to him cold, and then he can baptism by fire, and he doesn't have to worry about breaking anything. But that'll be good. That's the best way to learn. And then yeah, as far as that other stuff goes, I'll get with Tim or whoever, and Paul and yourself and Tom, and try to set. We'll try to get a date together for some work at on 13. Try to get that WinLink and ARPSC stuff. APRS stuff. Those acronyms are too mumbled. They're too dyslexically close for me. So ARPS. No. See? APRS.
Yeah, WinLink. Or the ARPS for the ARPSC or something of that nature. Yeah, I agree. So, all right, yeah, we'll get all of that to go. Let me know on the 13th. And then on the other one, some jumpers need to be replaced and things of that nature. But other than that, Paul can update you on that one. All that stuff is in pretty good shape. I'll be back. Somebody's ringing the door. She must have bought them. I have to sign for
her. WAFU. With
that signal, we'd never hear it.
KRD mobile.
W8FU.
There you are. How's it going?
Oh, man. Running like a... with my head cut off. It's crazy.
Yeah, very good. Can you go over to the other one?
Maybe. Battery may be an issue, but I'll give it a try.
All right, okay, Peter.
Double yet if you.
KD8RUH. KD8RUH. KD8RUH.
KD8RUH and ADDF.
What's up, man? On the way home?
I was going to be on my way even sooner, but the scholars at E-Brake High Fix took about 30 minutes to get me out the door to take my money.
Well, that sucked. If you would have left 30 minutes ago, you probably hit less traffic.
Yeah, the exact words I'm mumbling under my breath as the weird-haired people tell me they don't know what they're doing.
Lovely. Well, you're out early. That's a good thing.
I left at like 3:20, knowing I had to go there to pick up devices that I had repaired, and then I had to stop at a manager's house on my way home because he lives kind of out by me and drop off a replacement device for one of his guys, so he's got it for the morning, and I'm like, sweet, I'll be like leaving his house by 4 o'clock. Wrong.
Isn't that how it always works? You're like, oh, this is a great excuse to leave early. I'll get out early and make it so I get home early. Nope. It usually is to your detriment. Never works out.
Yeah, I should know better at this point. And unfortunately, with Samsung devices, like, they're the only authorized repair center in the area, so good luck. So tell me about your Sims waiters. I'm actually kind of baffled because I thought those were, like, the waiters to buy. Not necessarily for hunting, but like, anything you're doing, you don't want to get wet. In my world, it's the Sitka waders that are $1,000 and they're repairable, which I'm assuming Sims are too. But I went the cheaper route. I bought the LaCrosse breathable front zip waders, which are very similar to the Sitka ones, just $300 less, and I don't know that they're repairable.
Yeah, I picked those up, man. They're about 18 months old, so I've got probably two trout seasons and two salmon seasons on them, and I think it was this spring, I got them out, I was fishing, and the stocking foot was already leaking. I had had them, you know, I had fished in them six times, and I got all kinds of patches on the foot. Supposedly, they'll warranty them. I just, like an idiot, didn't do anything about it this summer. But Sims was sold to a umbrella company, and, man, apparently their quality dropped. It's bad. I've talked to two different people in shops, and they're like, hey, we know you made the investment. You spent, like, a lot of money, but if I were you, I wouldn't buy Sims again. It's a little late, but, yeah, go with Orvis, or there's another brand out there that's kind of like the high-end fly fishing ones called Squala, and everybody's hot on those ones, but I've heard from multiple people now, like, to try to avoid the Sims products, at least for the time being, which is super disappointing. I spend a decent amount of money on those stupid things, thinking I was getting high quality. The last ones that I had for 15 years, and I'll bet you I had 200 days in them.
I saw that they're chest waders, but were those booted?
No, they're the stocking foot. Like, you buy separate boots and put them on. They don't have, like, the attached rubber boot.
I always wondered how those kept water out, and now I see that sometimes they don't. I'll have to let my buddy know, because we were literally looking at Sims, like, fishing suits. Not necessarily waders, so it's probably not as bad. But just for lake hunting on the boat, because you're not wading, you're on a boat, but you're getting wet. We were looking at just, like, Sims gray, you know, the jacket and pants for, like, I don't know, I think they were $500 a set. But if they're that bad, I'm going to steer clear. I'll go buy something else.
Yeah, you know, I just know that guys that are in the industry and are, like, pushing the stuff, they're telling me to steer clear of it. And I don't know if everything or just the waiters quality drops, but you know what, for the stuff that you're looking for, there's a whole bunch of companies out there that are doing that stuff, and they're doing a good job of it with the, you know, I think you're looking at, like, the bibs and matching jacket. Man, there's so many good companies doing that stuff. There's that Huck Makes It, Grundin, man, there's just a bunch of good companies. And then there's always, like, you know, just high-end waterproof gear that you can buy that'll do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's far less specific use case for what I'm looking at. I mean, I don't even need it. I have a $1,300 Sika set. I got the bibs and the jacket, and that does just fine. But, you know, I'd rather not wear that on a boat where, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. You know, it just, it doesn't blend in. The boats are gray, the blinds are gray, the water's gray, and I'm wearing, you know, a camo pattern that's meant for a marsh. So that's really the only reason we were looking at it, was just a gray solid to blend in a little better. But I was going to say, Huck, I guarantee, makes something that's a third of the price and probably works just as good, if not better.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Hey, I gotta run to the store real quick. If you're in the car for a bit, I'll call out when I get back in the car, but I got to run into Kroger real quick to grab some stuff for dinner. K-R-U-H. I will take off after your next one.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm rolling. Like I said, I got to stop at this guy's house on the way home 7 minutes out, and then my usual commute, so I'll catch you in a bit. Thank you, yeah.
Can anybody tell me if this is coming through?
Any DBF, I hear you.
Thank you, that's all I need. I appreciate it.
Probably, still not a place you want just any schmo walking in.
Took them 3 days because they had to be shipped from
overseas to the U.S. just to put it in for like a brake adjustment cylinder or something. It was something stupid, but it took 3 days.
Definitely not our bread and butter. We, in America, we like our big trucks and all the little vans and stuff like that are all European kind of style, so it's makes sense they build them over there.
Yeah, if they build them over there, put them on a boat, ship them over here, and then we pay 3 times the amount of money. Yeah, I get it. I saw the little Dodge ones. There's one going right there. They call it a Ram van. I don't think so.
And a Fiat van. The trucks are... We don't import those because the chicken tax. It's a big deal that a lot of people have to find ways around.
Yeah, well, my coworker's son, he works over at the plant on 17 in Van Dyke. You know, so he's right there on the Ram trucks. That's Ram trucks, right? That's over there at 17 and Mandic.
Yeah, that's the full size, the 1500.
Well, what's down in 9 and Mountain, though? I see that's a Ram truck also.
Hey, BLA. That used to be this Ram truck. The old style, released the new truck in 2019, there was the classic, and that was just the old previous generation, so they're building them there in Mexico, and we launched the new truck up in Sterling Heights, and just recently they started building the new truck down in Mexico.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know what he does. He does something where he lifts up something on the front end and puts a bolt in, and then, you know, the guy on the other side puts the other one up, and then they do that for about a half hour, 45 minutes, take a break, and then swap sides and do the other side.
Yeah, I imagine. I think what you're saying probably sounds like over at General Assembly. Yeah, 9 and Mountain now, all they make is the Wagoneer, the big SUV, so they've got a whole half of the plant not doing anything, because they're making trucks and the Wagoneer home plate.
I like the Jeep Wagoneer, just too pricey for me, but I think it's a good Jeep. That Liberty, that's not a Jeep, that just has a Jeep name on it.
Yeah, the Wagoneer is a nice vehicle, but yeah, it's very expensive, but that was the market they were going for, is to compete with the Escalades and the Expedition and be the premium model.
Well, they did a good job with it because it is a nice truck. And I like the new Durangos too. I had an 05 and they died on me, but I like the newer models too, the RTs. You know, leave it to Dodge, but a big engine in a little car, or a little SUV.
Just passed under 69. The Durango, that thing is, that's still got Daimler heritage. They're still making that old body that was The old Grand Cherokee and the Durango are both the same architecture. They just stretched out for the Durango. And that's all Daimler platform.
Yeah, well, I like it.
Yeah, keep making it because it keeps selling. So it's been several attempts to redo it, and they all just have been canceled.
Why fix something that isn't broke, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, we kind of shut ourselves with it a couple times, but we also do like to come out with a new model and keep making the old one, not to cut ourselves.
Yeah, that's everything, though. The new Rams are nice, too. You know, but it's got to be a Hemi.
Yeah, I had, when we first came out with them, I had, I think, 3 or 4 of them on the lease, and it just got to be too expensive. I'd rather have the truck, but it just was way too expensive for what I wanted, and, yeah, it was, I like them. I would just get the V6 dual drive, and, I mean, never really needed four-wheel drive. Other than like maybe one time a year, you know. So it was wasn't too bad, but yeah, I definitely like the new truck. It's nice and quiet, big, spacious, can throw a haul sheet of plywood home and not have to move the car seats.
WDA, KLL, KFA, DIC. key.
W8 meeting.
CQCQ, JQ3, AAL, calling in the standing by, over.
WDH, KLL, KFA, DIC.